How's everyone doing?
Excited.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just really excited about this opportunity for my family and for this organization. So I'm just letting it all sink in and just happy about it. And I can't wait to get here. I guess just the way I play. I mean, he's a great person, a great player also. You know, I got the opportunity to play against him in college. So he made some big plays, and he's tackled me a few times. So, but besides that, it's just the way I play, the way I work on the off seasons, and I'm going to continue to do that while I'm here. Just the way he plays with a high motor also. You know, playing against him, I couldn't really get away from him too much because he was all over the field. So I love the way he plays, and it's great to have him here. Well, that's what it's all about. It's about competing and getting out of the system and learning the whole thing. We have some great backs here, and I just want to get in here and learn from them and then compete and see what happens after that. Being at Georgia, we had three running backs when I first got there as a freshman, so I had to compete and learn from them also, and that was great for us. Kept everyone fresh throughout the season. And we had a good time doing that. So I will assume it would be the same thing here. And I just want to come in and find my way on the team. I'm not expecting anything like that. I'm expecting to come in here, work hard, learn the playbook, and then see what happens after that. I mean, it was great. At Georgia, we ran the inside-outside zone. You know what I mean? That's the same thing here. So that's great for me. It's great for the team. And so I feel comfortable with that, definitely. I guess eyes are always going to be on me, but at the same time, I'm not feeling any pressure. That pick was out of my hands. I'm greatly appreciative of it and happy about it. But, you know, I couldn't do anything about that. But I feel no pressure, not really. So I just want to just come in here and start to work. No, he's a great back. It was the same thing when I got to Georgia with Herschel. You know, they all said the same thing, but I didn't feel any pressure. Herschel's a great person, a great guy. Got to meet him a few times. Didn't get to meet Terrell, but he's a great person, a great back also. But at the same time, no pressure. About 212, yes. Well, I played at 210. I could play heavier if I had to, but I think 210 would be the perfect weight for me. Oh, just how versatile I am. You know, I can catch the ball at the backfield. I can block. I do those things well. And also run. But, you know, I can also get better at those things and work on that. And that's why we're here. We did a lot of that. Tony Ball, my running back coach, we worked on that every day. We worked on ball security. And we were fortunate not to have that many turnovers on the offensive side, especially as a backfield. So we worked on it every day. That's the main key to this game. I was protecting the number one quarterback in the draft, Matthew Stafford, so I know what that like. So we worked on it a lot, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm keep on working on it. Well, actually, my mom's name is Varishon, and my dad's nickname was Knowledge. So they just took the first half of Knowledge, No, and last part of my mom's name, Sean, and just put it together. Yeah. Yeah, I was so excited for him. And I heard that he was where he told me he was doing an interview when Denver had the 12th pick, and he just turned around and started screaming during the interview, you know. So we're just really excited for the opportunity. And there's a lot of other players at Georgia that's going to get drafted also, so we'll see what happens. I'll talk to him a lot. He's just a great guy, Coach T, Bobby Turner. He reminds me of Tony Ball at Georgia. They use the same verbiage, you know what I mean? So they just remind me of each other. So I'm thankful and great that I can have him as my coach. He's coached a lot of great backs, and I want to be a part of that also. Yes, I mean, we're a great coach and also a great coach of staff. So we're going to try to do that, and we're going to try to win some big games. Actually, I didn't add, but I heard they're great. I mean, I heard last year they didn't give up too many sacks. And, you know, Denver is known for their rushing and also, you know, passing. But I didn't get to study that yet, but I'll learn about it real soon. Varashon, Varashon.
So what was yesterday like for you and your family sitting around waiting to get drafted, not knowing where you were going to go?
It was real relaxed, actually. We were just sitting around having a good time. No one was really tensed about it. And then we finally got that call, and everyone was really excited. And I was just excited for them. You know, it really didn't kick in that I was going to play in the NFL, and I go to that 12th pick, you know. But they were just so excited for me and thankful.
At the minute the phone rang, did you know that this was the caller? Had people been calling earlier in the day?
Oh, no one. Actually, no one called. That was my first call. You know, Josh McDowell's called me, and he said that they're going to pick me at 12. And I kept it away from my family. I didn't tell them. I kept it a secret. So I came back out there. They were like, what happened? I was like, nothing. So we just sat there. We just sat there, and then they called my name, and everyone went crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's the new hotspot. You know, I guess a lot of the college coaches need to go up north and recruit a little more also. We have a lot of people in the draft, especially at running back. Yeah, they were in the mix, but it really came down to Georgia and Florida. And I just felt that connection at Florida. The coaching staff, the players, the whole atmosphere, really fell in love with that. And I also have family that live in Atlanta. So, you know, it all just came together. Also, defensive tackle, Kay Weston, I played against him in high school, and he was there. So I think that was good for me just to have someone I knew there and that could show me the way. Actually, I didn't have a favorite team growing up. I guess to this day, I still don't watch too much football. I just love to play it. But my favorite running back was Walter Payton, just the way that he worked and the kind of person he was. So. I'll do whatever they want me to do. Actually, the past year, we did do a lot of the shotgun over there at Georgia. A lot of routes out the backfield, one-on-one with the linebacker. So if that's what we're doing here, that works perfectly into our hands. Not at all. I mean, if we're going to be in a shotgun, that's all good. And if we're getting that eye, that hard-nosed football, I love that also. Hey, I'm just going to find my role on the team, whatever I have to do. If that's on special teams, if that's on scout, I don't know if they do scout here. I mean, you know, with the number one pick or whatever. But at Georgia, when I first got there, I redshirted. We had three running backs, like I said before, in front of me. So I was on the scout team offense. And I just worked on my game there, helped the defense out, and helped the team out. So I have really no say about that. But I'm just going to keep on working hard, and maybe I can work my way up the charts.